Blackstone Audio presents The Summer Wind, Book 2 in the Low Country Summer Trilogy by Mary Alice Munro. This book is read by Mary Alice Munro. Chapter 1. Sea Breeze, Sullivan's Island, South Carolina. July was said to be the hottest month of the year in Charleston, and after enduring 80 southern summers, Marietta Muir, or Mama, as her family affectionately called her, readily agreed. She delicately dabbed at her upper lip and forehead with her handkerchief, then waved to shoo off a pesky mosquito. Southern summers meant heat, humidity, and bugs. But being out on Sullivan's Island, sitting in the shade of a live oak tree, sipping iced tea, and waiting for the occasional offshore breeze was, for her, the very definition of summer. She sighed heavily. The ancient oak spread its mighty limbs so far and wide, Marietta felt cradled in its protective embrace. Still, the air was especially languid this morning, so thick and cloyingly scented with jasmine that it was a battle to keep her eyelids from drooping. A gust of wind from the ocean carried the sweet scent of the grass and cooled the moist hairs along her neck. She set the needlepoint pattern on her lap to remove her glasses and rub her eyes. Cursed old age! It was getting harder and harder to see her stitches, she thought with a sigh. Glancing at Lucille beside her on the screen porch of the guest house that Lucille called home, she saw her friend bent over the base of a sweetgrass basket.